What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. Sarah Pepworth here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. Have you seen the movie The Librarians yet? You've got a chance today. Today, at the Ellsworth Public Library. When Texas lawmakers seek to review a list of books, librarians find themselves on the front lines of a national battle. Across the U.S., librarians face the impact of uniting against library collection standards that include restrictions on race-related and LGBTQIA+ content. Drawing on historical context, the film The Librarians explores the broader implications for education and public life. The movie's being shown at 2 p.m. this afternoon. The Ellsworth Public Library librarians would like you to register. It might be so they know how much popcorn to pop. I'm not sure. As a bonus, Kate Koff, editor of the Maine Monitor, will lead a conversation following the screening. Art Waves, on MDI, is offering an open figure drawing session Monday, 5:30 to 8:30, in the Fine Arts Studio. It features a live, clothed model in a series of 20-minute poses. This isn't a class, there's no instruction, just friendly fellow artists and tea. Easels, drawing horses, paper, charcoal, and basic supplies are available as needed. Teens, sculptors, and painters are welcome. Go to artwavesmdi.org to get your ticket for this Monday night opportunity. On Tuesday, April 28th, you can hear Stories from the Factory Floor, Remembering the Quiet Sides Sardine Industry. The Tremont Historical Society is inviting us to look back at the Quiet Sides canning history with guest speaker Peter Coulson, retired manager of Stinson's Canning Company. The talk takes place April 28th, 5:30, at Southwest Harbor Public Library, or the couch of your choice. Registration is appreciated for the in-person version and critical for the online program, so you can get the link. Rita Pollard, a former factory worker, will offer first-hand insights into the industry through a collection of lively memories. Members of the Tremont Historical Society will present the history of the Underwood Cannery, once the economic powerhouse of Bass Harbor, along with stories and memories from families who worked in the factory. To register, swhplibrary.org. The next, People, Nature, Art, April 28th, at the Wendell Gilley Museum, features Kristen Lindquist. She's a poet and a writer with a special focus on landscape and the natural world. Since 2009, Kristen has maintained a daily haiku blog, Book of Days. In addition to writing, she also teaches and has led haiku workshops around the state. She's current coordinator of the Haiku Foundation's Touchstone Awards for Individual Haibun. A haibun is a Japanese-inspired literary form combining concise prose, often travelogues, memoirs, or sketches, with one or more haiku. But wait, she's more. An avid birder since childhood, Kristen served as the first female member of the Maine Bird Records Committee. She guides bird outings around Maine for various organizations, including the Acadia Birding Festival, which is co-hosted by the Wendell Gilley Museum. Her work has received awards including 2 Maine Press Association Awards for outdoor writing. Garrison Keillor has read 3 of her poems on National Public Radio's The Writer's Almanac, and several of her poems have been read on Maine Public Radio's Poems From Here. She lives in her hometown, Camden, with her husband, novelist Paul Dworin. Talk about power couple. His latest in the Mike Bowich series of crime novels set in the Maine woods is Storm Tide and is due out June 30th. You can hear Kristen on April 28th, 6 p.m. at the Wendell Gilley Museum. On Thursday, April 30th, you can celebrate the last day of Poetry Month with the Maine Poets Laureate Celebration in Freeport, 6 to 8 p.m. at Meeting House Arts. It'll be an evening of readings and conversation featuring past and present poet laureates reflecting on Maine's rich poetic tradition. Tickets are available at freeportfolio.org. You can join Barbara Kent Lawrence for a live reading and discussion of her new book, Both Sides of the Pond, My Family's War, 1933 to 1946, which explores the true story of a family brought together and separated by the vagaries of war. This talk takes place April 29th, 5:30 at the Northeast Harbor Library. nehlibrary.org for all the details. This has been Sarah Pepworth with What's the Word on Main Street?